May God's words alone be spoken. May God's words alone be heard. Amen. Amen. Now, I know it's still Advent, so hopefully the liturgical police will not come knocking down my door later. But I have to say, I love nearly all things Christmas. Just look at this church. Look at this church. Elves were here yesterday laboring all morning to transform our already beautiful church with a fabulous array of greens and red bows to be ready for our lessons and carols and Christmas services. And everywhere you look this time of year, there are lights, ornaments, and of course, joyful Christmas music, right? I love the music of Advent and Christmas. Not only the choral arrangements of our sacred music, but also a bit of the secular too, from Silver Bells to Winter Wonderland, Bing Crosby, Mannheim Steamroller, and Mariah Carey. The music of this year is amazing. If there's one secular piece that drives me bananas, okay, maybe two if you count Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. See, whenever I hear the song, Mary, Did You Know?, I want to scream at the radio, or whatever is playing it, stop mansplaining the birth, you fool, of course she knew. Haven't you ever heard of the Magnificat? The thing is, while this popular modern song, written by two men, of course, and most often, though not exclusively, performed by men, has got it all wrong. Yes, the melody is beautiful, but perhaps if they went to church in Advent, like all of you have done, they might know that while many did not know who he was, this young woman, chosen by God to bear God, she knew. Of course, I'm not the only one who has an issue with it, though I didn't realize the extent until I looked it up on the Wikipedia page and found this about the lyrics. Quote, the text has received criticism for perceived ambiguity or lack of spiritual or theological depth. For example, Lutheran writer Holly Shear, in addressing the rhetorical question of the song's title, wrote, anyone who has even a slight familiarity with the biblical account of Christ's conception and birth shouldn't need to ask if Mary knew, because the Bible plainly tells us she did. Baptist theologian Michael Frost suggests it is the, quote, most sexist Christmas song ever written. It treats her like a clueless child. Could you imagine a song asking Abraham 17 times if he knew he'd be the father of a great nation? Unquote. Now, I know many of you love this song, and that's okay. Really, it is. But maybe this rewrite will help. In fact, I hope one day it will replace the original. It was written by a woman named Jennifer Henry, and it's gone viral on the internet. It goes like this. Don't worry, I won't sing it. Mary, did you know that your ancient words would still leap off our pages? Mary, did you know that your spirit song would echo through the ages? Did you know that your holy cry would be subversive word? That the tyrants would be trembling when they know your truth is heard? Mary, did you know that your lullaby would stir your own child's passion? Mary, did you know that your song inspires the work of liberation? Did you know that your jubilee is hope within the heart of all who dream of justice, who yearn for it to start? The truth will teach, the drum will sound, healing for the pain. The poor will rise, the rich will fall. Hope will live again. Mary, did you know that we hear your voice for the healing of the nations? Mary, did you know your unsettling cry can help renew creation? Did you know that we need your faith, the confidence of you? May the God that you believe in be so. I love that last line, perhaps the most. May the God that you believe in be so true. Because the God that she believes in is our God. And that God is true. But I wonder if we really see that, feel that, know that the way she did. I was pondering all of this in my heart this week when I heard our bishop say something at our diocesan council meeting that seemed to touch on something profoundly important for us to understand if we are really to know what Mary knew and what she did about it. Bishop Hughes was talking about the state of the church at large and in our diocese and in our parishes, and she said, stewardship issues are spiritual issues. Now, I know that everyone thinks stewardship season is over, but it never really is for those who follow Jesus. So think about that for a moment. Stewardship issues are spiritual issues. And what did she mean? Well, she added that when stewardship is not a part of one's life, it is because the person is unable to see what God is doing in the world and what God is doing with them. I was struck by that, especially as Mary's song, the Magnificat, was fresh in my mind, because it is clear that she did see. Of course it helps, you know, if the angel Gabriel pops right in front of you to announce it, right? I mean, what is up with the do not be afraid that we always hear from the angels? What exactly did they look like, that this is their way of saying, hello, do not be afraid? I can only imagine it's like that scene in that theological classic, Dogma, when, it's great, but just warning, there's lots of F-bombing in it. But anyway, when the Archangel Michael, played by the late, great Alan Rickman, if you don't know who he is, he's Snape in Harry Potter, if that helps. Anyway, great actor, and he's playing the Archangel Michael, and suddenly he appears in the main character's bedroom in flames. Yep, time to shout out, do not be afraid. And for goodness sakes, put down the fire extinguisher. But whatever good old Gabe looked like, Mary didn't run away. She was perplexed because she didn't understand how this could all work. You know, the whole being pregnant thing if she hadn't yet been intimate with her fiancé, Joseph. Of course, we all know what happened, right? Heck, it's what I often write on medical forms when they ask me, is there any chance that I might be pregnant? I write, not unless a star is rising in the east. My doctors love me. Anyway, but Gabe explained to her that she was the chosen one and that by the Holy Spirit she would become the Theotokos, the God-bearer. And how did she respond to that? Well, like this, as we heard this morning. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty God has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. So Mary knew. She knew the God at work in the world around her and within her. And in the greatest act of stewardship ever, she gave over herself in response. All of which to say that the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnify, the song of Mary, we hear the echoes of strong women through the ages who see the God at work in their lives and in the world, and their very soul magnifies the divine presence within them. Mary's song, like that of her foremother Hannah in the first book of Samuel, is a response to the God that they believed in. That was very much true for them and for us. The question we should be asking rather than, Mary, did you know, is, do we know? Do we know? Could we sing Mary's song? How do we respond to God in our lives and in the world around us? Because while we wait for the birth of Jesus at Christmas, it is not because he isn't present with us now. The God who chose to dwell among us is with us still, yesterday, today, and for all of our tomorrows. Do we see her in the world? Do we feel Christ in our hearts? Do we recognize the Holy Spirit at work in our lives? Advent is a time of preparation. And perhaps this week we can all commit to looking, listening, feeling God's presence still dwelling among us. So I'm going to ask you to try a little experiment. Every morning as you prepare for the day, say to yourself, today I will encounter God and my soul will magnify Christ. So let's all try that together. I'll say it first and then you say it. Today I will encounter God and my soul will magnify Christ. Today I will magnify and my soul will magnify Christ. You got it. I still mess it up. If you forget the words, just say something along those lines. And as you go through the day, look for Christ in the eyes of those you meet. Listen for the Spirit deep in your heart and try to feel God's love and grace in the world around you, because Christ, the Holy Spirit, God, is there. At the end of the day, just before you turn in for bed, reflect back on all you experienced, the good and the difficult, the joyous and the stress-filled. Was there something that struck you? Maybe a child's smile, the eyes of a homeless man on the subway, the song of a bird in a tree, a kind word or gesture, or perhaps even just a moment of stillness amidst the clutter of life. The thing is, every day is a God-filled day. And we too are called by God to a Magnificat of our own. We are called to magnify the Lord our Christ and rejoice, for God is with us. What does that mean? Now, well, we may not be able to be giving physical birth to the Christ child. And if you are, I'd like to see you after church. But we are giving birth to him in the lives of all whom we encounter if we magnify him in our soul. And the real kicker of it all is that if we do this, then we live into being the body of Christ we are called to be in our baptism. We will be the joyous, good stewards of God, servants of the Most High. And truly then, the hungry will be fed, the thirsty given drink, the poor lifted up, the stranger welcomed, the prisoner and the sick will be visited, and the dream of God for us and for all the earth will be ever closer to reality. Then we will all sing our own song of God's presence in our lives. The secular world asks Mary, did you know? We say, of course she did. The question we should ask is, do we? Amen.